under the worst of circumstances, because if there would not have been such a Jewish community, Rambam says, then we would not have the calendar. If we would not have the calendar, we could not have Jewish life. It is true, it's historically true, that there always have been Jews in the land of Israel, even at the time of the Crusades, even during the worst times, there has always been a small remnant of Jews. Though not necessarily in Yerushalayim, we'll see later, we'll discuss that the Ramban, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman Nachmanides, when he comes to Yerushalayim in 1267, says that there is no minyan in Yerushalayim. And in order for him to have a minyan, he had to travel and to Shechem to bring, he brought four Jews from Shechem, and he picked up a few Jews in Hebron, and he made them all move to Yerushalayim. And out of his own funds, the Ramban bought a building, which was known as the Ramban Synagogue till 1948, when the Jordanians destroyed it. So for 700 years, it was the synagogue in Jerusalem. It was the Ramban Synagogue that he himself purchased, and he organized the Jewish community in Yerushalayim. But there were Jews in Eretz Yisrael, if not in Yerushalayim. By the way, if you go to the old city today, the Ramban Synagogue has been rebuilt. But the flavor of it is not there, because a 700 or 800 year old building is once destroyed is not replaced. In any event, Ben Meir said that the coming Rosh Hashanah was going to fall on a Wednesday, which also is a violation of the Jewish calendar, because Rosh Hashanah cannot fall, the first day of Rosh Hashanah does not fall on a Wednesday according to the rules that we have. And he circulated a pamphlet among all the rabbis of the world, meaning the rabbis of the Mediterranean basin, saying that they had 6 months or 7 months to get ready, and that they should know that according to the calculations of the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah was going to fall that next year on that and that date, and in effect they should disregard what the rabbis in Babylonia were telling them, because the rabbis in Babylonia said it was going to fall on a Tuesday, and they should just disregard it, and that the rule is that it's a Wednesday. And he sent the whole mathematical paper to prove it, and an astronomical paper. And I mean, you can imagine that you try, let's put it in our own life, in our own terms, if something like that happened. So first of all, you'd undoubtedly get a following, right? There, no matter what you say, there's a following. And usually the more outlandish it is, the stronger the following. And you know, I mean, people always like new things also. They don't like the old religion. They like, you know, something new. And here he was providing them with something new, that he had a new basis of figuring, had a corrected calendar, and also it was cloaked in not only piety, but it was cloaked in Jewish nationalism and in the longing for the land of Israel, because he was reasserting the right of the land of Israel to reign supreme over the diaspora. He may have gotten away with it, except for Rabbeinu Sadia. Rabbeinu Sadia wrote a pamphlet against Ben Meir, in which he spared none of the horses. And it is one of the most devastating pieces of polemic ever written in Jewish history, in which he took the man apart, limb from limb, and he showed that he couldn't figure astronomically and he didn't know mathematically. But by the time he got to the halachic part, there wasn't anything left of the man. And he utterly demolished him. And he did it in such a way, sometimes, you know, when a dispute arises and there are polemic documents on both sides, so then it becomes fun. You know, this one says this and this one says that. And nobody ever really wins. The thing just keeps on going forever. But here, this was it.